Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, Australia baru saja mengalami rekor November terpanas. Sementara La Nina diperkirakan akan membawa musim panas yang lebih basah, Biro Meteorologi juga memperkirakan bahwa gelombang panas akan berlangsung dalam waktu yang lebih lama. Para ahli memperingatkan untuk mengambil tindakan ekstra di dalam dan di luar ruangan untuk mencegah masalah kesehatan terkait sinar matahari yang panas. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Australia mungkin telah melewati musim panas yang terpanas dalam catatan, namun Kepala Layanan Iklim Operasional Biro Meteorologi, Dr. Andrew Watkins memperingatkan bahwa meskipun cuaca La Nina lebih dingin, masih ada kemungkinan gelombang panas terjadi selama musim panas ini. Dr. Watkins mengatakan musim panas ini tidak seperti 2019 yang merupakan tahun terpanas dan terkering di Australia.
They might not reach the extremes that they have in the past couple of years, and particularly last year, but they could be longer and they could be more humid. And that can actually have a large impact upon human health.
Nick Banks, manajer layanan darurat Palang Merah di negara bagian Australia Selatan mengatakan, warga perlu ekstra hati-hati selama musim panas yang membakar karena penelitian ilmiah telah menunjukkan bahwa gelombang panas bisa mematikan.
Most people don't know that more people have died in Australia as a result of heat waves than because of other disasters like floods, bushfires or cyclones. And while everyone is affected by the heat, there's particular people that are more at risk. Those groups include older people, pregnant women, children, those with a disability or pre-existing health conditions, and those on medications.
Nick Banks mendorong orang untuk mengawasi mereka yang lebih berisiko dan memberikan dukungan untuk membantu mereka menghadapi hari-hari panas di musim panas ini.
So it might be as simple as putting up some sort of shade, whether it's shade cloth or an old sheet or some other sort of barrier to protect their house from the sun, to try and keep the temperature cooler inside the house, giving them a phone call or a message to check in with them on extremely hot days and make sure that they are, most importantly, drinking enough water.
Air putih tentunya minuman yang cocok untuk mencegah dehidrasi.
Even if you don't feel thirsty, to drink water, not alcohol, tea or coffee or sugary drinks, but water because it's the best for ensuring that people stay hydrated.
Direktur Layanan Trauma di Rumah Sakit Anak Royal Melbourne, Dr. Warwick Teague, mengatakan bahwa serangan panas tidak boleh dianggap enteng karena dapat menderita dan menyebabkan keadaan menjadi darurat medis.
Their heart would be racing, so their pulse would be racing, and perhaps they would be breathing in a shallow way, and they'd be showing signs that their brain is also struggling. That might be trouble speaking or slurring of their speech. They might be having problems coordinating their movements or just behaving in an unusual fashion, sometimes even aggressive. They might be confused, and in very severe cases, they might show signs of shaking due to seizures or even loss of consciousness.
Dr. Dick mengatakan, jika Anda melihat seseorang menunjukkan tanda-tanda stres akibat kepanasan, ada beberapa hal yang dapat Anda lakukan sebelum ambulans tiba.
Bringing them into a cool and shady environment, if that's possible, and in most circumstances it will be at least partly possible. Offering them sips of cool fluid, but not really cold fluid. Perhaps removing or wetting or sponging any excess clothing and just trying to dampen and fan them to encourage them to cool down.
Meskipun suhu udara tidak terasa berbahaya, CEO Cancer Council Queensland, Chris McMillan, mengatakan orang harus tetap mengikuti langkah-langkah SunSmart untuk mencegah sengatan sinar matahari.
One of the traps that everyone falls into is that there isn't the correlation between UV exposure and temperature, as in heat. So we know that UV exposure, when the UV is up over, that's the ultraviolet radiation is up over level 3, results in damaging to your skin. And realistically, you know, that causes sunburn, and year-on-year damage could possibly lead to skin cancers.
Australia adalah ibu kota kanker kulit di dunia, di mana lebih dari 11.500 orang Australia didiagnosis dengan melanoma setiap tahunnya. Penelitian menunjukkan bahwa paparan radiasi ultraviolet tingkat tinggi menyebabkan kanker kulit pada setidaknya 2 dari 3 orang Australia sebelum mereka berusia 70 tahun, terlepas dari warna kulitnya. Macmillan mengatakan bahwa orang-orang perlu mengikuti 5 langkah SunSmart, yaitu Sleep, Slop, Slap, Sick, and Slide. Hal itu telah dipelajari oleh orang-orang Australia untuk dipraktekkan sepanjang hidup mereka.
Putting on a jacket or a long sleeve shirt, something that's actually going to cover your skin. Put on the sunscreen 20 minutes before and adequately covering it. Putting on sunglasses because people often forget that the sun also damages the eyes, and staying in the shade wherever possible.
Data dari Departemen Darurat Victoria menunjukkan bahwa separuh dari orang-orang yang datang ke rumah sakit karena terbakar sinar matahari selama musim panas tahun 2018-19 adalah anak-anak. Dr. Leek menemukan hal yang sama dalam pengalamannya merawat pasien yang terbakar sinar matahari.
They're increased risk because their bodies are smaller, but yet they lose and gain heat really easily because of the way that they're exposed often. Their skin is thinner, so they're more susceptible to sunburn and to deep sunburn, and they're less likely to regulate their own activities or their own fluid intake without the encouragement or insistence of the adult carers around them. For this reason, we see during a summer period a really unhappy amount of children who have been so impacted by sunburn that they would need to come to a hospital.
Dr. Dick mengatakan, selain mengoleskan surya dalam jumlah yang banyak 20 menit sebelum paparan sinar matahari, orang juga harus sering mengoleskannya kembali untuk tetap terlindung dari radiasi UV yang kuat.
And we can be sunburned in as little as 15 minutes, which tells us that we have to really prepare and be on the lookout for sunburn. And we need to do that every 2 hours, and sometimes even more often if we've been doing a lot of activity or going in the water.
Untuk informasi lebih lanjut tentang SunSmart, kunjungi situs web Cancer Council. Anda dapat mengunduh aplikasi indeks UV gratis dari situs web POM atau SunSmart. Hubungilah segera 000 atau 000 jika Anda atau seseorang berada dalam situasi yang terancam jiwanya.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.